Jeez. What happened there?
I'm preoccupied.
Are you?
Friday! I'm Carol Channing.
That made up for it, Miss Channing. Wow. Hi, everybody. It's Bill F., and of course, you know Carol Channing.
Hello, Dolly.
We're, the beauty about being Carol Channing is, even though she wasn't drunk,
no.
She always sounded drunk. So
I
when
sure
she was
did.
Drunk, nobody knew.
That's a good point.
It's like Liza Minnelli. I bet sometimes Liza probably didn't have a drink. Well,
I don't believe that to be true.
No, I'm probably wrong. I retract my statement. Hi, everybody. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. This is the bonus hour. You get what you pay for, folks. I mean, let's be honest. It's 1 hour of the stream. Anything can happen.
And it does.
We prove that on a daily basis. If those of you are around Chicago right now, you can look outside. You can see the eclipse going on outside your windows. It's very exciting to see the eclipse.
I am so with you. It's just all of a sudden this
got really dark.
Listen, anyone who doesn't believe in climate change, I know they've changed global warming to climate change. Mm-hmm. The polar ice caps are melting. That's why they say global warming. Mm-hmm. And I love the people who, when it's snowing, they go, oh, let's shovel some of this global warming. That's not the point.
Right.
The point is every weather station in the world is completely unstable. Mm-hmm. You have an 8-point-something earthquake that's happened in Mexico. Isn't mm-hmm. like 8? Really, what's the worst that's ever happened? That's up there.
I don't know what the worst is, but yeah, that's
substantial.
That's a serious earthquake there in the eights.
You yeah. got like
earthquakes on the eights.
Now you're coming into my territory.
Thanks, Felicia. Look at it. The show's only been on for 3 minutes, and you've already given us Carol Channing and Felicia Middlebrook. It's like being at Rich Little's house.
It's not just a brook. It's plural. I am many brooks.
You are many brooks.
Coming together. Many brooks to cross.
Right. Right.
Thank you.
That's true.
WGN News Time is 1216.
Like I'm working with Fred Trevelina. Sister, Frida Trevelina.
But, all right.
So your point was, I'm sorry.
Well, so you have this earthquake happening. Now you have, there are three hurricanes going on right now. You got Irma that's going to hit Miami. We're going to talk to Amy Sweezy, who is a meteorologist. She used to be our news person.
So she wised up.
She really has done well for herself since she left us.
Yes. That's so true, isn't it?
Well, she's in Florida. We're going to talk about Irma and Jose, and there's JK. What's the K one? Because there are three brewing right now in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, it's been it has been an awful season for bad weather.
Climate change is happening, people.
Yeah, yeah.
Get some batteries and water.
And are you leaving early? People are saying you
yet.
Might leave early. You can't just leave
I
early.
I was the people.
Oh, you were the one I knew. I'm like, where do I know that woman from? The woman who told me Wendy might leave early.
It was Wendy. I have a doctor's appointment that I have to get a kid to.
Yeah.
And I have to orchestrate everything perfectly so I can get him there on time. And then the doctor's office called and said, could you come at 1? And I said, no, I have a 2:30 appointment.
Here's the trouble, and this is from a legal standpoint, is that we call this the bonus hour, and if we're only providing 55 minutes of entertainment, we could get sued much the way Subway did for their $5 footlongs.
Okay, first of all, that lawsuit was thrown out.
Was it? All right.
Because they allowed for shrinkage. Seriously.
I wish more people would.
I'm leaving now.
This will not be subtracted from the bonus hour at this moment of silence. All right, go ahead.
That was thrown out because when you get a 12-foot bun or roll, what is it? Roll,
either
I guess.
One.
It's 12 inches, but not 12 feet.
Right. That would be too much sandwich.
Did I say feet?
Yeah.
That's my dream.
Do you have high expectations?
Can I just tell you, if there was a 12-foot submarine sandwich that I could sleep with instead of a body pillow and just take a little bite as needed if you wake up in the... That would be the highlight of my life.
You know what the downside of that is? You'd always smell like ham. Like, people would know you were coming around the corner. Is Wendy... Yeah, I think she is almost... Yeah, she's almost here. I know she's almost here. She smells like Black Forest ham. And there's worse things in the world.
You like ham. So,
I do enjoy
you know.
Ham. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to me.
But when the 12-inch sub was cooked, it shrank a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
They ended up throwing out that case. There was another
frivolous lawsuit.
There was another frivolous lawsuit. Doggone it, I can't remember what it was.
I know what it is. Is it over the Neverending Story? That movie Neverending Story? Because it ended.
Why aren't you an attorney?
I would be the worst attorney in the history of law. I'd be the absolute worst. That's why.
There was a Parmesan cheese lawsuit as well.
What sort of Parmesan cheese lawsuit?
It said it was 100% cheese, Parmesan cheese, 100% Parmesan cheese.
I've got a new phone, Wendy, and my homepage is cheeselaw.com. Let me see if it comes up. Hold on. Nope, it didn't.
It said that it was 100% Parmesan cheese, and if you looked at the ingredients list, something else was in there, and it was some kind of filler.
Yeah.
I was going to make a gross. It just smells like feet. That's the thing I was going to say.
It does, yeah. Kevin's right.
Yeah. I only like fresh Parmigiano Reggiano, which is like $8,000 a pound. And you just shave it off yourself. That is the best Parmesan.
Is it real
ever.
Expensive? I mean, I know it's not that much, but it's really expensive.
A little tiny cube is probably $25.
Can I tell you? I have a cheese story I would like to share with you and everybody listening. Can I? May I? All right. About a year ago, we go to a restaurant, surprise, and it's a restaurant that we go to fairly frequently, not real frequently, and the owner is from Italy, and he's great. I mean, it's Italian food. It's very authentic Italian food, and we're there with friends of mine. My friend Leo, who's been on the show once.
He's Italian.
He is from Italy. He speaks fluent Italian. So he comes and sits down, and we introduce him, and they speak in Italian, and we do what you do when you don't speak Italian is you just nod and smile a lot. Like, I hope they're not saying anything bizarre about me, but I'll nod and smile while they're speaking Italian. So then the owner says to the four of us, my wife was there, Leo's wife was there, he goes, I just got back from Italy, and I bought this cheese. It's the best cheese you ever had. I want you to try the cheese. So, of course, we're not going to say no to this, right? So he brings out cheese that's the size of a large die, you know, one dice.
Yes.
It's not your standard size dice.
Bigger than a Yahtzee die?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just slightly larger. Not a multi-sided dice for those of you Dungeons & Dragons fans listening.
Kevin.
But your standard six-sided die. It's just a little bit bigger than that. And he goes, you must, and there's four of us, you must try this. So we all have a small sliver of this. And I'll be honest with you, it was good. It wasn't great. It was good.
It didn't
good.
Wow your mouth?
No. It was tasty, but that was about it. I never needed to have it again. But he told us the story about how he smuggled it over from Italy, and it's very expensive, and you're not supposed to bring foreign products. But, you know, it was all to intensify. So we all go, yeah, oh, yeah, it's good. It's good. And then he leaves, and we're all like, what'd you think? Yeah, it was all right, right? And then we get the bill, and it was
$41. That was Parmigiano Reggiano.
Is that what it was?
Probably. It's really
but
expensive.
It was $41 for this much. Programming note, Bill is holding up his fingers very close together. It was this much cheese for $41. And we thought he was going to let us try a little, and if we liked it, we'd order a full-size order of this delicious cheese. We didn't.
For $500.
We wouldn't have been able to send the girls to college.
But here's the thing. If he comes up and says, I have this great cheese, would you like to try it? To me, I would think that would be free.
On the house. That's what I thought, too. But
yeah,
it was not that way.
Put it on the bill.
I'm suing him. If you like frivolous lawsuits, come by my law firm, because that's what we specialize in. Couldn't you also sue? You know how you go... You'll be driving down some street, and there'll be a sign that says world's best coffee or world's best something, and it's not.
Well, it's a matter of opinion. Maybe it is for somebody.
I don't think they should say it's the world's best of something if it's not. There's your frivolous lawsuit right there. What are you doing?
I'm playing a song. Because you said something that triggered this. It's our Friday show, people.
All right.
You'll recognize this song in a minute.
All right. Is it about cheese?
I can't get to the chorus. It's
Bananarama?
Yeah, Robert De Niro's waiting, speaking Italian.
Yeah.
And you said you were with Leo, and he was speaking Italian, and it got me going on this. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are we on the air yet?
No.
Okay.
No. We were on, and then the higher-ups heard the show, and they just pulled the plug out of the wall. Hey, we can't have this on the airwaves.
I feel like our relationship has grown since you got an iPhone.
Well, you keep accusing me of enjoying it, and I'm not. I'm not enjoying
Kevin,
it at all.
When you used to do group texts to both Bill and myself.
Oh, I stopped doing that.
Right, because, I delay, and he never would answer you.
Yeah.
He's been answering you right away.
Oh, immediately yesterday.
Yeah, but here's why.
You're having fun.
No, I'm not having fun. I know you... to look at me, because now you see me, it's in my hand now and I'm pressing buttons, but I don't know what they're hooked up to. Like, most of my time now is just spent trying to figure out basic things. Like, Kevin spent 20 minutes before, because on my old phone, there was a button that said calendar, and you could push it, and you could write down having dinner with Leo and overpriced Italian cheese. But now I don't know how to do that. So a lot of my time is spent with people like Kevin or one of my daughters helping me through things, but I'm not enjoying it at all.
Once you figure it out, you hit the calendar page, and there's a little plus sign, and then you put something in there.
I know that now. Kevin explained that to me. Can I tell you what happened on Wednesday that took up an hour?
And now, in the ongoing drama of Bill Leff's iPhone.
They gave me headphones that, if everything go according to plan, you could plug into your phone and listen to music or podcasts or a Bananarama song. And I had the headphones, and I put them in the jack, and it wouldn't even come close to fitting. Like, the jack was twice the size of the hole that the jack would go into. And I thought to myself, that's odd. If you're going to include headphones, they should be the right size for your phone, right? So I tried and I tried and I tried at work, on the train, on the way home, at home, couldn't do it. So I drove back to the store where I bought the phone, and the guy just stared at me.
Did they put the close sign down as you pulled up?
They're going to have to start doing that because I'm in there every day now. So the guy goes, well, you have to lift the tab up. So evidently,
on the phone case. Yeah, you explained this to us.
All right.
Because you didn't know how to charge it either.
I couldn't find that one. There's tabs all over this, and I don't know how. All right. So once you lift the tab up, the jack fits right in. Mm-hmm. It couldn't be easier. So I said to him, how come on the tab there's a hole in the tab that's only half the size of the actual hole? If I owned AT&T, I would make that hole the same size as the jack so you wouldn't have to open the tab up. And he goes, precisely. Why wouldn't they do that?
Can I look at it for a second? Because my feeling is it's not open all the way. Oh, but it is.
It is, right? So make that hole the size of the hole inside so you don't have to open the tab.
Well, this is an OtterBox. This isn't an AT&T case.
Yeah, but it fits the AT&T phone. It should just work. It should just be the easiest thing in the world. A guy like me, an innocent guy like me, shouldn't have to drive all the way over to the store to have a 19-year-old help them.
Why don't you Google it? You can Google it on your phone now. OtterBox case,
yeah.
Can't fit headphone in the jack, and it'll say, flip the tab, dumbass.
Would say that. Actually, there's an emoji of me now. They've created a confused-looking guy with a baseball cap.
And Walgreens glasses.
Yeah. It's the number one selling emoji.
I guess you have a total encompassing case because I can see my slots. On my phone.
Yeah.
So I don't have as good a protection as you have, but I guess if you didn't know what was going on.
And I don't.
But come on. This is in. How long have you had your new iPhone?
It seems like years.
Okay, so how? A week?
Yeah, I got it Saturday.
Can't you do more on that phone than you ever could in 4 years on your other phone?
No.
I don't believe you.
I can't.
I don't believe you.
Because I had the other phone for almost 3 years, and it took me that long to. I was, like, almost comfortable with it at the end of the 3 years.
No one's comfortable with that Windows phone.
But now it's like learning a new language to me. I know eventually I'll get it, but I can't tell you the amount of frustration. And I think I told you this. We couldn't sign up for my email on this phone. I told you that, right?
Yeah, what finally happened?
They told me that that email address was already taken. Which, and it was, but by me. So that should just, that's all they need to know, right? Just make it work on both my old phone and my new phone. But they wouldn't do it that way. My daughter talked to them and fixed it. She made me leave the room during this. She goes, Dad, I'll take care of this. Just go away for a little bit. I'll fix this. She did.
You are now operating on an EOS system, by the way.
Oh, I am?
Yep. I know most of us say iOS.
So my skin has more of a glow to it, I bet. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick break.
Already?
Yeah,
jeez, we just got started.
Wendy, it's time for a break. And then Amy Sweezy will join us to explain to us what exactly is going on in Florida. She is a meteorologist in Florida, former coworker of Wendy and mine. And we'll get to the bottom of this next. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we have good news and we have bad news. I guess it's still bad news. Thank you, Judy, by the way. Despite Hurricane Irma being downgraded from a Category 5 to a Category 4, there is still impending doom coming Florida's way.
Mm-hmm.
So you know who we're going to talk to now, Bill?
I hope it's Amy Sweezy, our friend and meteorologist in Orlando. Amy, is it you?
Hi, you guys.
How are you?
It's me. How are you? Well,
are
I'm
you
okay now.
Are you scared? Are you safe? What's going on?
Well, I'm safe. I'm not too scared. I'm in Orlando, and so I'm in the dead center of the state, and I'm inland a little bit away from the beaches. If I was in Miami, I'd be more scared. In fact, if I was in Miami, I'd be trying to get out of town. I hope everybody down there is, you know, heading our way. Lots of our hotels are booked up because everybody is doing that. The roads are jammed all across the state with everybody trying to evacuate from South Florida. But I think here in Central Florida, we're still going to have a major, maybe not quite major, but a Category 2 hurricane on Sunday.
That's still pretty bad. And I know a lot of people, Amy, have been saying, you know, don't worry about where the eye of the hurricane is coming over Florida, because all the effects that are coming from the outer portions of the hurricane are going to be pretty bad as well.
Exactly. This is a really big storm, like all the way across from the outer edges of those outer rain bands to the other side. It's like 600 miles.
Jeez.
So, I mean, this is a huge, broad storm, which means that we're going to start getting the earliest rain tomorrow night, and then it's not going to be gone from us until around noon on Monday. So rain, wind, and you're right, it doesn't really matter where the eye goes, although that is where the strongest winds are, to the right of the center of the storm. But we're still going to have hurricane-force winds in almost the entire state.
Since you've been there working in Florida, Amy, is this the worst that you've seen?
You know, I would put it right up there with our 2004 season, and that's when we had three hurricanes all right after each other. We had Charlie, Francis, and Jean that all came through the very similar spot right over Central Florida.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of comparing it to one of those, because that's the same kind of wind that we're going to experience. We had a lot of power outages. We had a lot of, you know, debris and trees blown around. We had roofs damaged, lots of blue tarps. The people who flew into the airport and saw, you know, the houses all over Central Florida, there were just a lot of blue tarps. So that's kind of what we're expecting with this storm, at least in Central Florida. I think South Florida is going to have a lot more devastation than we have here.
Now, aren't there three hurricanes brewing right now in the Atlantic? Irma, Jose, and I don't remember the K one. Katia.
Yes,
oh,
Katia.
That's pretty.
Yes, Katia. Yes, so I know, pre-name, right? Not such a great storm. They're actually all intensifying, too. Katia is down by Mexico. That one is actually going to move inland and head over toward Mexico City over the weekend. And then Jose is really where Irma was. It's still kind of behind the Virgin Islands. That just got upgraded to a Category 4 hurricane, so that's intensified a lot, too. We're, you know, fingers crossed. It looks like that one's going to curve north before it gets close to Florida. So at this point, I'm not worried about Jose, but right now we're just trying to get through Irma.
Amy, I'm no expert when it comes to hurricane rules, but how does it happen that one of them all of a sudden will form? And then is it more likely that another one will form right afterwards, or is it less likely?
Well, not necessarily, but here's the thing. September 10th, which is Sunday, is the peak of the Atlantic hurricane season. So that's the time of year when all the conditions that are perfect for hurricanes to form all come together. The water's really warm. The winds are doing the right thing. All these areas of low pressure come off the coast of Africa. So it all happens and kind of comes to a peak. So it's really not surprising that we have three hurricanes at once. They do kind of come one right after the other, but we'll all be really glad to get beyond the peak of the season and kind of go on the downswing once we get into October.
And I know that you can follow the maps and the radar and the winds and all the instruments that you guys have, but there still is a chance that it may shift a little bit, isn't it? Or is it going to pretty much come as expected?
Yeah, it can totally shift. It's not going to shift a lot, though. At this point, we're starting to get down to, you know, it's 48 hours away from Central Florida. It's only 24 hours away from South Florida. So any kind of shifts at this point would be really subtle. We were really hoping earlier this week that it would shift more east and stay off our east coast, and then the worst of the winds would be away from the state of Florida. But now if it shifts at all, it actually might shift farther west. And so Tampa and the Gulf Coast could have higher hurricane force winds than we do here in Central Florida. But here's the key. The state of Florida is only about 160 miles across at its largest point, and the tropical storm force winds in this go out 185 miles from the center. So our entire state, all the way up and down, really no matter where the center goes at this point, will feel tropical storm force winds, and a lot of us will have hurricane force winds.
We're talking with Amy Sweezy, an award-winning broadcast meteorologist, WESH TV in Orlando. She went on to great success after she worked with Bill.
The minute she left our show, she went on to huge success. That's fine.
Weird.
Yeah. That's
and
all right.
Judy Pilak is doing news for us today. She is an award-winning journalist, and she has a question for you, Amy.
Hi, Amy. So
Hi, Judy.
Everyone's moving inland, which is good, but as we know, you're going to have a pretty dramatic, you know, impact inland as well. Now, can Irma spawn tornadoes?
Absolutely, yes. And in fact, I'm actually more concerned about the tornadoes than the actual hurricane winds, at least here in Central Florida, because not only do you have the little tornadoes that can spin up from those little feeder bands of rain that come in first, then when the actual hurricane comes through, we're the right side of the eye is where all these tornadoes will spin up as well. And we're actually expecting this to come through here Sunday night into Monday morning. So it'll be dark. You won't be able to see them. And they'll be very low and wrapped with rain. So they're even tough to see on the radar. So a lot of times in these kinds of hurricanes, more of our damage is done from small little tornadoes than it is from the actual hurricane force winds.
We saw all the devastation from Hurricane Harvey in Texas, and what I saw mostly was just the flooding, the incredible flooding that would go to the second or third floor of a house. What is expected in this hurricane, that same amount of flooding or more wind damage, because this is a stronger hurricane?
Yeah, more wind damage here. I think that because Harvey was so recent, a lot of people were really nervous here. We had a lot of people getting sandbags, you know, preparing for water, but we're not going to have that kind of water here for a couple of reasons. One is that the storm isn't going to sit and dump a lot of rain. It will be through here in 24 hours. So once it hits South Florida and exits North Florida, it'll be 24 hours. So we'll get a few inches of rain, but it's not going to be the kind of flooding rain. The biggest concerns that we have actually would be with storm surge, and that's when the ocean water gets pushed up, you know, onto the land. And mostly the people who live along the coast, they've already been evacuated, and they know that they need to move inland and get away from the beaches because of that water.
Amy, when they do what they consider to be a mandatory evacuation, and it was the governor who had suggested we got to do a mandatory evacuation, what happens if you don't evacuate? Can they just arrest you for not evacuating?
You know, I don't think they will arrest you, but I know that it means you're kind of on your own if you get stuck.
Yeah.
Because once they close down, like we have the bridges that go from the mainland over to the beaches in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Once the bridges are shut down, no emergency vehicles are allowed to go over there. So if you live over there and then the bridges shut down, there's nobody that can come and rescue you until the bridge is safe to get back across.
How frightening.
So we're, really recommend that people who are mandatory, have a mandatory evacuation to definitely come inland, get away from that. There's lots of shelters. The governor closed down all the schools today. We have beautiful weather today. There's nothing here happening today except our typical afternoon storm.
The calm before the storm, isn't it, Amy?
Exactly, yes. So the governor shut down school today, number one, so people could get prepared or get out of town if they did want to leave. And number two, a lot of our schools are our emergency shelters. So they wanted to be able to have those open so that people who do live in a mobile home or who live in a place that they don't feel is safe, they can go to those schools and those shelters and be ready before the storm hits tomorrow night.
I was so surprised to see how many people were staying in Key West, which I think I heard has no shelters. There are no shelters,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
That scares me. I would not stay in the Keys. I would not stay in South Florida. You know, I think we're okay in Central Florida, but in South Florida, that's pretty scary. And this storm, I mean, everybody remembers the pictures from Andrew in 1992 that you've seen on the news. A lot of people here lived through it, and I think the people who did live through it know we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
And heading north.
Amy, there was speculation yesterday about the Orlando theme parks, Universal and Disney, whether or not they would or should close. Where does that stand?
Yeah, almost all of them are closed. We've been getting, you know, notices all day. Legoland is closing tomorrow night. A bunch of big concerts at Universal this weekend have been postponed. Everybody's closing early. For sure going to be closed on Sunday, and some of them are still open tonight, but then they'll close early tomorrow.
You can't blame them. I mean, really, you got to be
right.
Better safe than sorry. You cannot leave a park open just hoping it won't be bad.
Right.
And I saw SeaWorld close just a short time ago.
Oh, they did also.
Tweet saying they were closing.
Yeah. And the Dolphins-Buccaneers game has been rescheduled, right, Amy?
Yes, and the University of Central Florida had a big game this weekend.
They're the Hurricanes, right?
They are the Hurricanes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Are they going to have to change their name?
UCF is the Knights. Yeah, they're the Knights, actually.
I'm thinking of these people, though, that don't want to evacuate. It's got to be heartbreaking to leave your home and think, you know what, when we come back, we may not have a home.
Exactly. And I think that's why some people don't leave. They feel like they'd rather stay with their stuff or maybe stay with their neighbors if they have elderly neighbors and they want to be there to help them out. So it's got to be a tough decision.
Amy, a lot of times the news station will send somebody out, a reporter out into the eye of the storm. You're safe. They're not going to send you out, right?
Thank goodness. I picked the right job, right? I'm not a reporter.
Right.
Yeah, they want me inside, safe in the air conditioning.
Good.
We have backup generators at the station. We're in a brick building. I'm in the basement of the building. So all the safest places. We have food. We have water. So everybody here, we already took care of our homes and our families earlier this week, and now we're all kind of ready for impact this weekend.
You know how you're taking a flight and sometimes turbulence will get really bad and you look at the flight attendant's face to see whether or not you should be worried? Do your kids look at you being a meteorologist with this storm coming in going, Mom's not worried, so we're not?
You know, I don't know if they look at my face to do that, but I don't know. They never really ask, should we leave or should we evacuate? I think they just trust that if I think it's a scary one, I'm going to send them north.
Right.
But on this one, we're gonna hunker down at home, and we've got our hurricane preps ready to go.
Amy, I remember when I was a kid, like we would vacation in South Florida in the Delray Beach area. And almost anywhere you went in South Florida and to some extent the rest of Florida, you would see clearly posted signs on the highways and sometimes the local roadways that was an evacuation route. So that's your safest bet to get wherever you would be safe, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the people who live in those areas, they know, like, okay, I'm in Brevard County. I live in Zone A.
Yeah.
So that was actually one of the first places to be evacuated yesterday. They already started getting people out from Zone A. And, you know, so we'll see more mandatory evacuations as the storm gets closer for the different zones near the coast.
All right. But now the follow-up to that is Judy just reported a little while ago that there's all kinds of backup on the highways there. So what are those people must be petrified to be in their cars and just not able to move in any direction.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's part of the reason, too, why the governor, you know, canceled school today and started stuff so early yesterday, because we knew that the roads would be jammed. And I think a lot of people here are staying put, but a lot of people in South Florida are coming here to get away from the strongest winds. So a lot of our hotels and a lot of our roads in Central Florida are just really packed up way more than usual.
All right, I know meteorologists, as well as we, like to keep track of records. Has Hurricane Irma broken any records yet?
Oh, my goodness, you guys. There's like a list of records that it has broken. It's not just like one or two things. There's like an entire list of strongest, longest for Category 5. This is an incredible mammoth storm. When it reached winds at 185, that was like the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean of all time since we've been keeping records.
All right, so what happens, not so much in Florida, but if you go to the islands nearby, Turks and Caicos, for instance, their building codes are not as strong as the ones here in the United States. So are those buildings just doomed if the hurricane hits that?
You know, that those small islands, yeah, that makes me nervous. There are some. It depends on where you go. I know several years ago I did go to one of the hurricane shelters that they use on one of the Bahamas islands. It was on Exuma. I mean, that building was really strong and structured for a very strong major hurricane. But those are very few and far between. A lot of them are the big, nice hotels that are on those islands. And that's where all the people have to go for shelter. If they're not in one of those kinds of places, I mean, you guys probably saw the images on TV. When the eye of Irma went across Barbuda, that itty-bitty little island,
yeah.
I mean, you could see the entire island in the middle of the eye. So that little island took the direct impact from those 185-mile-per-hour winds.
And this is hurricane season. When did you say the peak of it was?
Yeah, Sunday, which is the day that we'll get the landfall from Irma. It's Sunday, September 10th, and then the season ends on November 30th.
But that just because the season ends doesn't mean you're totally out of trouble.
Bill might be going somewhere early in the year.
I was thinking about January, and now I'm a scared.
No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, all right.
I wouldn't book a cruise in September, though.
Uh-oh, hold on.
You know, avoid the Bahamas cruises in September.
That's dangerous. All right.
Yeah, that's something we don't think about here in Chicago. It's like we just want to get away. We don't think about hurricane season, but it should be something you think about for sure.
Yeah.
No, I think about it, and I usually travel then because it's cheaper.
Always looking for a good deal.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, Amy, we wish you the best. Amy Sweezy, it's so great to talk to you. You've done really well with your career. We're very proud of you, and we wish you the best during the impending Hurricane Irma, Jose, and Katia.
Just Irma. That's the only one. Don't wish any of the rest of them on me.
That's
it. Thanks, you guys. It's an honor. I'm so thrilled that you called, and I'm so glad that, you know, once upon a time I got my start with all of you.
Yep, and then it just went way over our heads immediately. Thanks for doing that, Amy.
Stay safe, Amy. Great to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's Amy Sweezy from WESH in Orlando.
I love her.
She does not sound scared. If it was me, you'd hear a lot more panic in my voice, but she seems very calm and cool and collected.
Here's the deal.
Well, she's in the best place in Florida.
True.
The thing she said about the tarantulas, though, it's still so scary.
Yeah.
But, you guys, this is what she does for a living, and so when you... The biggest part of fear is not knowing what's going to go on. She's pretty good at all this.
Mm-hmm.
Is Tom Skilling scared for the people of Florida?
I don't think Tom knows the meaning of scared. He just
I think you're right.
He's Hurricane Tom.
He is Hurricane Tom, Judy. That's the exact...
My word.
Yeah. My word.
Why does everybody do that?
No hurricane going to bring me down, Wendy.
Remember I told you we recently put all of our home movies... I was watching one yesterday, and Tom was in the background talking.
On the TV?
Oh, was he really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, that's Tom Skilling.
Yeah.
You got to show him that.
He's been around forever.
Milwaukee first, right? Before we had him, I believe he did weather for a station in Milwaukee, right?
I only remember Tom. I started with
Live from the Mars Cheese Castle.
I can't do it. There's a lot of cheese at this castle, Wendy. It's completely made of cheese. He used to use, this will sound, you know, sometimes as I'm saying something, I go, this sounds like something I'd make up. But he used to use a puppet when he would do the weather in Milwaukee.
No.
He had a weather.
I made it up.
No, I'm
serious.
I
think I saw a video of this.
I have seen
but
video.
I never know when to
Ray
believe
Rainer?
Bill.
Did he work under Ray Rainer?
No, I don't think so. It was just a novel idea that they had. You know, they go, well, you know, the other stations have weathermen, but nobody's using a puppet right now, so we should give Tom a puppet. And I don't remember the puppet's name. It was kind of a weathery-sounding name.
Stormy?
Stormy or windy or snowflaky or something like that.
I never know when to believe him.
He would have done it, of course.
But you wonder, like, was that the demo tape they saw at GN where they go, get both of those guys.
Guy.
And then they have to explain, no, the other guy's a puppet. Well, then just get the one guy. But we got to have at least one of those two guys.
He's so good, though. He seems to know a lot more than the other guy.
I can't think of a human being on the planet I would trust more with anything weather-related than him.
I mean, was he like a ventriloquist with the puppet?
No, hey, what's going on? Not a whole lot. What about you? Everything's fine. You
know, it was Albert the Alley Cat.
That's what it was.
And there's a picture of our
love. Albert the Alley, what?
Alley Cat. A young Tom Skilling with Albert the Alley Cat.
In Milwaukee, right?
My word.
My word, that's a handsome puppet. On days I can't come in, Albert will come in and he'll do the weather for you, by gosh.
Were they trying to get the younger crowd to watch the weather? Like, and by younger, I mean four?
Yes. That's the demo.
A meteorologist with a puppet, I would switch the station immediately.
No, it's Tom Skilling.
Listen,
you can't.
Kevin, no Tom.
Here's your job. I know that Tom is very busy and Monday's going to be a busy day for him, but can you try and get him on to talk about
Albert the Alligator?
Yeah.
Alley Cat.
Not an alligator.
That'd be crazy.
By the way, nothing to do with weather.
I'm
Albert
not
the
kidding.
Alley Cat.
Right.
Kevin thinks I'm kidding.
No, Kev, really, seriously. For some reason in my head, it was a more weathery sounding name, but it wasn't. It was just
Tornado Alley, the Alley Cat.
Oh, maybe.
My word.
My word.
And you're also thinking of, since we had Amy Sweezy who worked with us, we had a producer, Ross Silverberg. Didn't he have a puppet that he had on the air, too? Or am I imagining that?
I don't remember him having one. I usually, like, if somebody communicates through puppet means, I usually remember that.
I just don't know anymore.
He had a Munchichi.
Oh, Munchichi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
What is it?
You knew what that was.
It's like a monkey puppet that he had as a child, but he
okay.
kept. But he didn't, like, he didn't bring it to work every day, and when we'd ask him a question, he wouldn't go, no, we can't have that at 8 o'clock, we'll have that at 8:30. He didn't do that.
Why not? We would have been.
But why would he bring it to work, period?
He brought it to work because we called him out on it. I can't remember what the topic was, but he said, yeah, that's like my Munchichi. And I knew what he meant, but Wendy's like, you're what?
Yeah.
And then he brought it in.
Oh. Munchichi almost looks like a little hedgehog type thing.
Yeah.
That was like a stuffed animal. And he actually looked like a Munchichi a little bit. Didn't he a little bit?
Did he do anything, the stuffed animal?
No.
Just sat there?
Yeah. You had to create all the life for the Munchichi.
As you do for most innate objects.
Yeah.
It's a line of Japanese stuffed toys.
Right.
But he does, his arms don't move or anything. He just sits there.
No.
But it was a puppet.
It's like a teddy bear that looked like a hedgehog that was
right.
made in Japan.
Right.
He looks like he has an afro.
You could get
He did.
There's one on Amazon for $19.05. It's a little girl one with little ponytails and pink ribbons. You'd like a Munchichi.
I'm in. We could all split it three ways. It's only $6.50. Let's do it.
And we keep it in the studio to remind us.
Yes. Of better times.
Of the show and what it means.
All right. Wendy has to leave early.
So we'll just wrap up a minute early. I mean, I have to leave a minute
and
early.
And cheat the listener? It's the bonus hour. It's 1 minute today. It's 2 minutes next week. Before you know, we come up, we just say hello. And
you
then
have
soon.
A lot of fans, so I don't know.
They want their hour, Wendy.
Yeah. If I'm late for this doctor's appointment that they want me to be early to, that just frosts my butt.
Well, tell them
you're not important. Only doctors are important.
Tell them you're late because of Munchichi and see what they do.
Go,
isn't that
funny?
All right.
Because they're never late.
Right.
Every time I go to
any
doctor, and this is a doctor, one of my sons has an appointment, and I swear, I wait in that waiting room.
At least 20 minutes.
More than that.
Oh, way more than that.
Sometimes
like 40,
maybe an hour.
Sometimes an hour before you even get in the middleman room.
And
right.
Do they ever say sorry?
No.
Never.
And you know what they do to screw with you? They give you forms to fill out, and then they just throw them away. Like, you bring them up to them. All right.
Oh, don't tell me
stay?
That.
They don't care.
Well, they read them first.
Right.
She doesn't drink.
Right, sure. They look up your file. Oh, she drinks.
I don't lie on those forms. Maybe you do. All right, we have to take a break.
We will take a break. Will you still be here when we come back?
Who knows?
Who knows? That's a mystery. Oh, it's like Columbo.
But Munchichi will be here in her chair. That's what you should do when Wendy leaves early. Put Munchichi in her chair.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, I have to stay because you're taking this show down the toilet,
right,
both of you.
We'll close up shop next. Still in Munchichi. WGN.
All right, thank you so much for listening. Bill actually is the one who left early today, and Judy, so we thank them so much for that. Have a super-duper great weekend. My word. And good luck. Bill's waving from your room. And Judy, Kevin, thank you so much.
Here.
All right, see you, Bill. He just waves. It's radio, you goof. Thanks, Judy, for nothing. Please be safe. Hurricane Irma is going to hit the Florida region.
These two are dying in here. Just saying.
Good. I'm glad they cracked themselves up because, you know, the radio show goes out over a microphone.
You
just think they're so funny. And thanks for making me late for my appointment, Bill. I got your back as well. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.